שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס הקבלה לעם.
Hello, we are in a preparation lesson for the Kabbalah Congress in Latin America. We are reading excerpts from lesson number 5 on the topic of Serve the Lord with Gladness. You can ask questions live on kab.tv. Relevant questions will be aired during the lesson. Lesson number 5, Serve the Lord with Gladness.
We can't say that we're working the Creator if we're not in happiness. Because it's fact, it's a proof that we are intending towards Him and not something else. If we understand and feel and in somewhat identify with His attitude towards us, with this whole concept of what the Creator is, then obviously that we are in happiness. And the contrary, I have to understand that if I don't reach happiness or gladness, I don't reach the Creator, because I'm working above my ego. Our will to receive does not purify. Our ego can disappear, and instead of it will come the will to bestow, the intention in order to bestow, I mean. And it turns out that if I'm in order to bestow, and I have an opportunity to do it all the time, and I understand that I'm under the Creator's control, the good that does good. So if I don't look at my feelings and I overcome them, so I'm in gladness. That's why a sign for correct work, for the correct attitude towards society, the friends, the world, the Creator, is gladness, happiness. You can say, but happiness, it dwells on the will to receive. Correct, it's connected to the will to receive, because we never disappear from the will to receive, or it doesn't disappear from us. Only the intention to receive disappears, and the desire doesn't. That's why I'm always in a way that what I feel and what I understand, what I depict to myself, I do it in my will to receive, only with the intention, whether in order to receive called this world or in order to bestow called the upper world. That's why a sign for correct work, for the correct state, the true state that I truly am in truth and not in lie, is happiness that fills my will to receive. And to the extent of the happiness, we can speak about the extent of a person's being in the world of truth, in his correct attitude towards the Creator. Let's read our excerpts and see. But before that, let's think that we are studying this. Let's think, how much can we, how in what way can we determine our obligation to be in gladness and help each other be in happiness? Happiness isn't an external outburst. Well, that's also good, but it's happiness that has to fill our heart, a special illumination that dwells in the heart, because the Creator dwells in the world, because I belong to it. And if I don't belong to it, even though the whole world is under that upper control of the upper force, that's enough for me in order to be in happiness. Meaning that small contact, like King David wrote, that even he just saw that letter of a covenant, that there's some grasp between him and the Creator of in the upper force, he's already happy that he's reached that and from that he can outburst in happiness. Meaning happiness is a result from the correct good connection between man and creator and creation. And the happiness shows that if you didn't attain the happiness, it means you are still in a lie, because none else besides him and good that does good dwells in the world. Even that small knowledge that it's like that, even though I don't feel it or understand it yet, should fill me with happiness for now. Until it will be completely filled, your entire desire. That's why we understand that all of our intention should be to reach identification with the Creator. Meaning, even if I don't receive anything and I don't need anything, I need happiness that the world is a result of the upper force, the good that does good. That its purpose is a good that does good. That all of the created beings truly receive the good from him, but for now, they just have to go through an adaptation to feel that good that they receive from him. Well, the rest we'll learn from our excerpts.
Excerpt number 1, this is from Zohar for All, portion Vayechi. Divinity is present only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place, or a flawed place, or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy. It is written, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. There's no service of the Creator unless out of joy.
Here the Zohar says that a person needs to develop an attitude of happiness, a feeling of happiness, and then his work, his attitude towards reality is correct. All in all, what we have received from the Creator in order to reach his revelation, identification with him, connection, dvikut with him, adhesion, which is actually the most exalted goal of ours, is in him. So we need to have some means in our hands that are correct, even for our smallest state. How can I scrutinize and check my point of adhesion? Let's say my adhesion is only is a point, just to give gladness to the Creator, to give happiness to the created beings, just to serve everybody as the servant of the Creator. How do I do that? That's why the Holy Zohar says that the work of the Creator is only in gladness, meaning that you must reach a state that you are happy, even if you have nothing. If you check it, so it's in your will to receive. So even not having anything in the will to receive, be happy from that. Be happy that you belong to the Creator. First of all, let's determine that fact, that contact with the Creator has to be escorted with happiness. Then we'll see what the happiness is that just escorts that correct contact with the Creator, or it's even more than that, more than a sign. Please, if there are questions, you can ask. If not, so we keep going. Please. Also, please check if there's anything from the world Kli, if there are any questions. And keep going.
We will continue. Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam, joy is a reflection of good deeds. Gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds.
That's a different type of happiness. There are a few signs or conditions for happiness, a few degrees of happiness. As we were saying about King David, that he was happy that he had a covenant with the Creator, because the covenant came from the Creator. The fact that the Creator is awakening me, even that I'm not happy. From this, I also have to be happy that I have a connection to Him, and He's relating to me and awakening me. And here, the happiness is from good deeds. That's something even more, a higher degree than that happiness, that I have an opportunity to do something, to do a good deed. A good deed is a deed of dvikut, of adhesion, of identification, of connection, bestowal through the friends, from the love of the beings to the love of the Creator. That's why, in this way, we need to connect between us in order to give gladness to the Creator, to bring Him happiness. And that's a great thing. Look at our attitude towards a baby, let's say, in the family. We want him to be happy, or sleep, or be happy. That's what we want. That's how we need to relate to the friends. If I see friends that aren't happy, then we have to do all kinds of actions to see them happy, because the happiness is a sign that they have the forces, the desire, an awakening, enthusiasm, that they have closeness to the Creator, and they prepare themselves to feel Him. That's why happiness here, that they want to develop between the friends, a sign of the good deeds between us. Happiness that through us we're relating to the Creator. To try and depict for ourselves, even though we are still not in revelation of the Creator, how the Creator is happy from us. And what can we give Him happiness? What actions between us can we do that for sure He'll get happiness from it? Do we need to demand to know that our actions are truly making Him happy? Or is it enough for us to just do these actions without any response from Him? How different is our attitude to give Him contentment through the friends? That's for sure. If I make the friends happy, I'm also making the Creator happy. Or am I still demanding to see, to feel the happiness of the Creator from my deeds? In what conditions can I ask for it? Is it worthwhile? Would it be an advancement in my work? Or is it better not to know that? Because it can lower me. Or it can lower me in my work, in my bestowal towards the Creator, that I won't be pure in my relation towards Him. There's many things in this. But still, the question is this, workshop. The question is, in what way, in what form can we determine between us a state of happiness, that happiness, we also want to relate towards the Creator. How do we build the happiness between us and the ten? That it will also make the Creator happy. And in what happiness between us that we determine in the ten, do we not only hope that it brings gladness to the Creator in a passive way, but we also, we want to bestow this happiness to Him, and we want Him to be happy from it. Please. What are those two possibilities that we can attain in the ten towards the happiness? Please.
אנחנו בינינו בונים את האדם, מצב של אדם וצורה של אדם.
Among us, we build the state of Adam, the form of Adam, and the quality of bestowal needs to be vegetative.
Yeah, I'm happy that the system, the Creator, the quality of bestowal gave me an ability to ask. That's the first type of happiness. The second, that we're all demanding together, we are giving Him that contentment.
What makes the Creator happy is the place where He can dwell, can be revealed. And that's in the connections between us. To the extent that we are joyful and that we make the friends happy and love of friends, the Creator will be happy with us to the same extent.
Yeah, to the extent that we all try to determine an attitude towards reality, not from Himself, but from a mutual feeling of the ten, that there's something more exalted than this. From this, such a feeling of uplifting called happiness comes, some force of life that is beyond our narrow observation. And then this mutual feeling, we want to pass this on, not draw it into our level, but also this, to raise to even more of a connection outside of the ten.
We first, establish ourselves in the sense that the fact that we have connection with the Creator gives us joy, because the Creator awakens us and reminds us, and He starts the process. And secondly, we can realize the quality of bestowal between us. That through our work and love of friends, we can come out of ourselves and come to connection with the Creator.
Every action of connection we do between us for the Creator to be revealed between us gives some contentment and happiness.
It's the joy is always actually a result of our actions, the fact that we bring contentment to the Creator.
In society, we work on the importance of life, greatness of the goal, greatness of the Creator. Even in this degree, if...
Excerpt number 3, this is from Bala Sulam Shamari 42, what is the acronym Elul in the work. Those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted, bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Again, please.
Those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he's really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted, bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
That means that whichever way we see it, happiness is always a result from our desire to in what form we are in at this moment. We can't disconnect happiness from our desire. That if we're in a state that the desire to bestow makes us happy, or the desire to receive makes us happy. In that, a person is in the lower world or the upper world, and attaining it and determining it. In this way, we have to see ourselves, meaning our goal is to reach a state that I am constantly checking happiness. Am I happy or not? If I'm connected to the Creator and relate everything to Him and that He exists and I don't care where I am, what I am, if I exist or not, so I have happiness from it, that I'm above my will to receive, that constantly demands and wants and asks and so on. And I'm in happiness that I can overcome above it. And more than that, as much as I can relate myself to the Creator, in happiness that He exists, that's enough for me, that He exists, and to me it's not important how I exist. Only knowing that, the feeling of it, that fact that Kabbalists tell me about, that I don't even attain on my own, that the Creator exists and brings life to all of reality, that already has to make me happy and fill me. That I don't exist, I don't belong to all of this, but the fact that He Himself does exist and fills all of reality, that is the sufficient reason for me to be in happiness. And from here on, we can develop reasons for happiness that are greater and greater. To see how we are with the friends, as much as I make them happy, to try and feel as much as in the connection between us, we're giving the Creator happiness, because He determined in creation that it depends on us, that He created the evil inclination that's opposite from Him. So obviously, by that desire that He created becomes a good desire that He starts developing gradually, and from the resistance to the Creator, developing a tendency to the Creator, meaning in the struggle between the will to receive and the point in the heart, we constantly want to develop our point in the heart, and the point in the heart, its sign is that then we feel happiness. If the point of the heart is above the will to receive, so we feel happiness from our being in the world of the Creator, and the opposite. If the will to receive is below the point of the heart, then we constantly feel sadness, because the will to receive doesn't have what it wants. Meaning, whose desire am I filling? The desire of the will to receive or the desire of the point in the heart? And then we see that the feeling of happiness gives us a very clear sign where I am, what side I'm on, the side of the will to receive or the side of the point in the heart, meaning the will to bestow, whether I relate myself to the Creator even though I'm a zero, or I identify with the will to receive that goes against the upper force. Questions, please.
Terence, please.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Shalom, shalom, v'kasha.
Hello, please.
Kama shalot, Rav.
A few questions, Rav. How do I check that I am in spiritual gladness and not corporeal gladness?
As usual. By bringing joy with the friends. If you're not with the friends, you have no contact with spirituality. If you have contact with the friends, even not a contact, but something broad or strong, so from this, you're already in contact with spirituality, in contact with the Creator, even though that contact can still be not show you the true state. In order to be an actual contact, there has to be 10 sefirot, 10 conditions, that if you're connected with them, by being connected with them, you process yourself. You lose yourself in one friend, the second friend, the third friend. From above, they organize these different qualities that are supposedly corporeal, supposedly qualities of connection, but in them you start feeling that it's the qualities of the ten sefirot, and in that you start feeling from your connection to them a contact with the Creator.
Joy is something that I build with the friends or something I receive?
Happiness is a result, or from the will to receive, or from your point of connection with the friends, a point in the heart receives fulfillment. Either the desire fulfills or the will to receive fulfills.
I should feel that I am joyful, or if I see that friends are joyful, that's enough.
You have children, you know that if you love them, it's enough for you to see them happy. You are already happy too. It brings you to happiness.
So I should always see that friends are joyful.
You constantly have to be in connection with the friends, and then through that, you have to check, is your connection true? And the sign for the correct connection is happiness.
What's the difference between joyfulness and being in faith above reason?
Joyfulness is a sign that you are either below reason or above reason. It depends who makes you happy, the will to receive or the will to bestow.
Owen Levy, please. Rav, you said before joyfulness because the Creator exists. Can you expand on that? What does that mean?
It's like that point of David, because he symbols the Malchut. There's a feeling that I don't care for anything for myself, whether I exist or not. It's only important for me to really, one fact, that there is the Creator, and He belongs to creation, and He activates creation, and even if He's not there, and there's no creation at all, that one point that the Creator exists should make me happy and give me a feeling that even though I'm disconnected from everything and maybe I don't even exist, but I feel myself in such a way. But the Creator's presence, the Creator's reality, only that, from complete disconnection of myself, makes me happy.
Dudi, please. How can I make the friends happy?
I have to bring them happiness that if we connect, we will reach giving joyfulness to the Creator. Our joyfulness that we want to attain becomes in order to bestow, to connect between us, to discover the Creator, to bring Him joy. The joy is a result of the right attitude between us and us towards the Creator. Just as I look at the baby, my little child, and he makes me happy even though he just exists. In that way, I need to see the friends and be happy that I see them. And us together, we have to reach a state that the connection between us will come with happiness, and in that happiness we'll get revelation of the Creator. Happiness is a result of a correct deed, a good deed, that we have reached some extent of bestowal. And in this way, we reach contact with the Creator. We need to use happiness as a point to check, a very strong point, because it's felt right away. It's in our feelings. And we are people that feel, whether good or bad. So I want to feel good that I have contact with the friends by being directed to the Creator. And the opposite, if I don't have contact with Him or direction to the Creator, so I'll feel bad. And good or bad comes with happiness or lack of happiness.
Kiev. The question is this. Let's say that we succeed in rising above ourselves or above our desires and integrating in the friends, and that really gives you this higher sublime feeling of joy and elation. How do you feel above that joy, the Creator's joy as well, or come in contact with that, that I'm bringing pleasure to the Creator?
Very good question, very deep, very advanced, very good. We can feel it only under the condition that we are truly bestowing to Him. So the result of the bestow, and also it's not right away, but we can feel in the deficiency for it, and every feeling we discover it in a deficiency for that feeling. The deficiency has to come first, meaning that we reach a state that I want to bestow contentment to the Creator through the friends. And in that deficiency, I start raising man, and I ask for a fulfillment for that man. What kind? That we, the 10, raise a deficiency to bestow contentment to the Creator. We want Him to be joyful from us. And we want proof for it. Not that we will get certain conditions from that feeling, but that we will be in effect in knowing that we're doing the correct deed, and the sign for the correct deed is happiness, that then we attain it in vessels of bestowal. We'll speak about it more. It's a very good question, but we need to develop it more and more. We'll gradually come close to it. Please.
Roma.
If I feel joy, and I feel it's the joy of the ten, that... don't hear. If we feel joy for asking together, but want to raise in a better form of the man, is this possible?
What do you need that for? First of all, we have to be in the end of the action begins with a thought. The final point, let's say in the action we're determining now, what do we want from it? Do we want to reach revelation of the Creator? For what? In order to make us happy or make Him happy. If it's to make us happy, so obviously our action won't succeed. If it's in order to make Him happy, to give Him joy, so it already determines the connection between us, the type of the connection between us, that it should be in order to bestow between us, and in order to make the friends happy, and get happiness from just being connected to the friends, that you are with them. From that, to come to a feeling with the friends that by this we have finished our vessel, it's ready to bestow, and we feel that mutual bestow between us, we're willing to connect in such a way that by connecting ourselves to that mutual vessel, mutual bestow, that isn't in each one of us, but it's that vessel is above us. And then above us, we bring it to the Creator. We raise man. We want to make Him happy from the connection between us, from the deficiency between us. And then I... by annulling towards the friends, all of us together, we raise the deficiency for the Creator and ask Him to maybe close the gap between us, that we can't even know about, we're still not that connected between us. And afterwards, He fills us. He is revealed in us that we feel as much as He is happy that we gave Him a vessel to reveal Himself. And by this we're giving Him joyfulness. Meaning, all of our tendencies outside of us towards Him. And that He will be revealed and joyful from us. We hope that that will be in the correct vessels and not as the son of the king that built his own shield and sword from wood when he lost the shield and sword his father gave him. So no, we want the Creator to build a connection between us. He will cause that connection between us and complete the connection between us in a way that He can be clothed in that connection. And He will be joyful from us. That is what we want. That is that the Son of the King is our ten. That we want to reach a state that the Creator is joyful from us. And in that we let him work, that even though he's concealed, he gives us the method and he gives us the 10 and all of the advice of the Kabbalist and the light that reforms, the ability to raise man. But still, we, in all these things, want to reveal his presence, that he is doing all of this to us. That's why happiness in all of these actions, these states, these calculations is necessary, because I am a feeling, I'm a will to receive that feels. And the simplest language, the closest language to the will to receive, is that we are in happiness from our presence in the world of the Creator, that we are happy by Him giving us an opportunity to connect, that we are in happiness, that we are raising man and asking Him to be revealed in us and be joyful with us. That's the good son that will bring joyfulness to his father. Dear Rav, two questions, please. First question, we saw that happiness covers everything, crimes and everything. Is that a necessary condition in our work? And if so, how do you explain it from the technical language of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Joyfulness is the upper light that fills the vessels of bestowal and when it fulfills them, it brings that impression, that emotion in the will to receive in order to bestow, and that's called joy. You're asking this. How do we physically bring joy, the presence of the light in the will to receive? When it fulfills the will to receive, it fills it physically, giving it a force of life, vitality. We feel that in matter, and in addition to that, we feel the impression of matter in a way that we have the relationship to the upper force, and that gives us joy. That's in vessels of bestowal. In vessels of reception, we belong to a different source, opposite to the Creator. And that brings us joy. Meaning, there's good joy and there's bad joy. There's joy that comes from actions of bestowal and joy that comes from actions of reception. Please.
There's good happiness and bad happiness, uplifting and gratitude. How do they help us to be in the correct happiness? How does uplifting and happiness and gratitude help us be in the correct happiness?
Altogether, the light that fills up the vessels, gives the vessels all sorts of forms of impressions on levels, root 1, 2, 3, 4. Therefore, not by chance, it says that joy is a result of good deeds. If we're talking about spiritual joy, that if I do a good deed, the indication and the result of the good deed is that I'm filled with joy, and that joy is an indication of my identification with the Creator. And on the contrary, if I'm detached from the Creator and I'm already tied to a different force, opposite to Him, then I have an egoistic joy, a bad joy, that the more I transcend the others, the more joyful I am. So one has to check what makes him happy. Either being less than the others or being more than the others. And then it'll be clear to you what your joy comes from and where you are, in holiness or the other way around. New York.
Yes, hi. It sometimes feels that the sense of joy and happiness is short-lived and is quickly replaced by a sensation of anxiety, possibly because of an incorrect attitude toward the friends, therefore did not merit the sensation of joy and happiness. Is that also a way to check whether it's the correct or incorrect type of happiness that I'm feeling? The fact that it's short-lived, is it supposed to stay for longer if it's the correct happiness?
If we're connected between us and the Creator at least a bit, then that state has to be constant. And if it changes, it'll change because we ascend in a degree. And in the middle, obviously, we have a deficiency for the next degree. And in that deficiency, we are also in gladness. And then in the fulfillment, we're also in gladness. Meaning, if we don't change the direction of our development, then it doesn't matter for us if we're ascending or descending. We're in happiness. If we don't take the goal into consideration, but only the ascents and descents, so we're in happiness and sadness and different moods, in nerves, or we're calm. We need to reach such a state that our deficiency will always be towards the goal. And then for me, states of descent or ascent wouldn't change my mood. I'll always be in happiness because I'll understand, I'll feel, I'll already be experienced that every descent brings an ascent. That's why the descent is a sign for an ascent. And every feeling of a descent or every exile is just a sign for redemption. That's why it's very important what my tendency is. My tendency obviously depends on the group. Not because of the support I get from the friends, like from an egoistic group, I get support of the friends. But in a Kabbalist group, I get support. I get a completely new state because there I receive a new vessel, a new feeling, a new term, because together we establish a new deficiency. Together we stabilize our sense and descent, or that's why happiness or sadness is a result of our mutual state. If we are connected correctly, in a correct 10, there can't be, it can't be that I'm in sadness in a correct tent. Not sadness, not madness, not anything negative, because we stabilize ourselves between us. We balance ourselves in such a way that we can constantly be aimed towards the Creator. And raising man as a deficiency for us is an ascent, and only the left line. And receiving mud is the right line, that we're receiving a fulfillment or forces. That's why in the correct connection, we can't feel any jumps in states in our mood, but only gladness. Hebrew virtual group, please. Good morning. I heard that you can turn to the Creator only in happiness. On the other hand, the prayer comes from a cry, from a deep shattering. So how can we combine this cry out with happiness?
I could be yelling, screaming with deficiencies and anything, but from great sorrow and yet joy, because the troubles I feel come from lack of expression towards the Ten and the group and the Creator. So I'm happy both on the left and on the right. How to put it? Even in a state where I'm not fulfilled and I have a lack, that lack fills me up, because there's a matter of longing for the one you love. That longing fills you up, not less and sometimes more than already making contact with the one you love and being with him. The longing still doesn't take on a clear shape, because it's just longing. And therefore, the feeling of it brings joy, even though you seem to have sorrow, but it brings joy to the Kli. I'm missing words here. But we also know that in corporeality as well, when a person longs for a meeting, that longing fills him possibly more than the meeting itself. It doesn't happen that way with the Creator, but the sense of the lack towards connection, towards revelation and adhesion is necessary. And it has to be felt as joy, like the appetite we feel when we see a set table and everything on it. We see the table and we understand that we are certainly facing a fulfillment, and that brings joy. Otherwise, we usually ask these questions from a will to receive, but in the will to bestow, like Baal HaSulam writes, the longing is actually the fulfillment. And what we first thought, that fulfillment is some sort of a result of the longing. No, actually, the yearning itself. How does he write that? I'm asking Yaniv C. to find that source. Yeah?
It's in letter 19.
כי שקר אכן והבל היופי
the lie, and during the preparation, the beauty seems perfection. That's what he yearns for and longs for. But while the correction comes, that the land is filled with the name of the Creator, I have seen an opposite world, because only fear and longing are the main part of the perfection. And they feel that during the preparation, they were lying to themselves.
Let's continue, please.
Moscow.
Правильно ли я понял, что мы должны классифицировать?
If I understood correctly, we need to try and understand what this happiness is. It egoistic? Is it from the point in the heart? And if so, under what attributes? So if I understood it, what do? If I see it's an egoistic happiness?
We, right now, cannot classify, sort out, do the right kind of classification or ranking for the different types of joy and the causes for that and the results of that. Rather, we just only have to check whether the joy that I have, first of all, do I have joy? And try to detect that. That's one. Two, when I'm in joy, I need to check whether it's a good kind of joy or a bad one. And I'm happy that I exist, that I am great, that I am in control, that I merit some fulfillment and honor. That's one side of it. And the other side, did I come to a joy which is because I have a 10 and I'm happy that I'm connecting them, that I can invest myself in the connection and with them in order to prepare the kli for the revelation of the Creator. But it's again through joy to make the friends happy, so they are happy about connection, to make the Creator happy, so He's happy about the connection and connects with us. And that's how I advance. Now, on the way, there are many different states. We discussed it. And the right test for each and every state is joy. What is the style of it? It's either for me or for the others. That's one. Two, on what level it is? Do I check whether I exist or I don't exist? And can I take into account the joy in that regard as well? And that's where it begs the question. Let's say, now after the lesson, we were already discussing this joy, the matter of joy, for an hour. And after the lesson, we go out to the world. So how do we maintain ourselves to at least always have joy from being connected to the Creator? That I don't have a personal connection, but through the 10, He made that place for me where I can express my relation to Him, etc. So how can I, during the day, do this check of whether I'm happy in the Creator's world, whether I have some measure of faith that if everything comes from the Creator and there's nothing else besides Him, and He orchestrates everything and creates everything. And other than that, it also says that He's good that does good. So how do I try to be in connection to Him? To Him means to find for myself the right kind of image, the right kind of character, the right quality, which is good that does good, that bestows to the good ones and to the bad ones, what is good to promote the whole of creation to good. That's, of course, above our own mind and our own ability to feel and understand, but that doesn't matter. What matters to me is that I'm under his rule. And then if I become nullified, there's no better state, even from the point of view of my will to receive, and that should give me joy. That if I reach a state of zero, I'm in his world. And that's already ibul, conception. We have to do exercises during the day again and again. And this is actually quite an easy exercise, because everyone can feel in every moment in life whether he's happy or not. And if he is happy, then what makes him happy? And how to bring oneself from sadness to joy, or from little joy to greater joy, or from negative joy, egoistic joy, to positive joy. Joy of Kedusha, of holiness. So, revolving around joy, we can always continue to advance ourselves towards the goal until we come to the correction of the whole kli. Because joy is the justification of the Creator at the end of the day, justifying everything that he did. And that's why it's a very powerful and loyal means for advancing towards adhesion.
America Latinit, bevakasha. America Latinit.
Latin America, please.
Buen día, querido Rab. Buen día, querido Latino. Y hola a mí. Tenemos tres preguntas. La primera dice, ¿qué significa?
Hello, dear Rav, we have three questions. First question is, what does it mean if there is sadness in our ten or anything? Does it mean that we don't have enough joy? Does it show that there's lack of joy, of happiness?
Joy is a very inner feeling, intimate, personal. That's how a person feels. So, only he can say that he has the obligation to change himself from sadness to joy. If you are in the world the Creator has created, then of course you must be joyful. If he justifies you, if he's good, well, that's good. What is the question? You must reach him. You yearn for reaching the good and benevolent, and only in this way to discover him. And then you are in joy. That's first of all. There are many things here. I simply recommend that we have exercises about it throughout the day, and each one can write in some way in his notebook, his phone, or some piece of paper. What state is he going through? With which states he is having difficulties in reaching joy, and why? What kind of problems he has? But more than problems, I guess everyone will have problems, and they'll bring us to thousands of complaints. Why are we not in joy? I would yearn to hear that which people wanted to hear, and how they visited it, how they got to it. This is the correct attitude towards the towards correction. That's on the one hand. I think that we are exhausted this topic. maybe we